I feel like, to me, for cash flow in my retirement, that this is the safest and best investment for my situation that I can do.
Hello and welcome to Pillars of Wealth Creation, where we talk about creating financial success with a special focus on business and real estate. I'm your host, Todd Dexheimer. Now, let's get to it.
Are you ready to start investing in real estate today but don't know where to start? Sometimes investing can seem way too complicated, but it actually couldn't be any easier than with homeinvest.com. You know the co-founder and my friend Nate Armstrong. He appeared on episode 20, and if you haven't heard it, go back and listen to it, episode number 20. Home Invest is a company that allows you to invest in turnkey real estate. Their goal is to build powerful investment tools that make real estate investing accessible to everyone. They have contractors and property managers available for you with the click of your mouse. While other real estate agents can only offer a property, Home Invest brings you a full turnkey package that allows you to diversify your investments, earn passive income, and start building equity in properties. Their simple, intuitive design allows newcomers and experienced investors alike to hit the ground running and to be able to choose the properties when they want and where they want. View easy-to-understand charts and data to allow you to buy in only a few clicks or just a simple phone call. With Home Invest, you'll be building your portfolio as quickly or as slowly as you would like. And right now, Home Invest is giving our listeners, Pillar of Wealth Creation listeners, a free course on how to finally win in real estate investing. So go to homeinvest.com/pillars. That's homeinvest.com/pillars to claim your free course today. Welcome back, Pillars of Wealth Creation listeners. I'm your host, Todd Dexheimer, and with me today is Holly Williams. Holly, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Todd. How are you?
I am fantastic. I appreciate you joining us today. So Holly's with MQ Ventures, and she is the principal of MQ Ventures, general partner in over $100 million in multifamily apartment communities. Mostly in Texas, it looks like. In addition to your multifamily holdings, Holly has been an investor for over 20 years. So she's got an active portfolio in apartments in Brooklyn, New York, some single family homes, land holdings in New Orleans, upstate New York, and passive investments in Ohio, South Carolina, and Texas. And you are personally invested in every project that we kind of have mentioned, and native to Texas, now living in New York City, as far as I understand, in the marketing industry. Maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong on that, but, one cool fact, here is you're married to an NYPD sergeant. Is that right? Is he still a NYPD sergeant?
He retired when my daughter was about four. She's 14, okay. About 10 years ago.
Okay. But still, either way, that's pretty cool and very impressive. So, and man, that's a heck of a job, I tell you that. So maybe you can dig into that a little bit more.
Well, I don't know. I always spend my life avoiding the police. So, you know, how can turn out. You just have to be open to the opportunity. So he's a great guy.
Absolutely. Well, cool. With that, Holly, can you tell kind of our listeners a little bit more about your background and what you've got going on today?
Sure. So I was offered a job. I was happily ensconced in Dallas working at an ad agency, and I got a job offer from a company called Arbitron, which is now part of Nielsen, and the deal was to come up to New York for a year, and they were going to move me back down to Dallas. And I landed here in 1992, and landed here. I was single. I, you know, was making enough money to live here, fortunately, and had a great time. And I have never left. And that was, so I married, I met my husband in 1996. We got married in 2000. In 2004, we had our daughter, Mary Quinn, hence the name MQ Ventures. And, you know, we moved to, he dragged me across the bridge to Brooklyn. I bought a Manhattan apartment in 94, 93, 90, whatever. And he dragged me across the bridge in Brooklyn. We renovated a four-family house. You know, so now I'm there in Brooklyn, and we've got some rental income going on, and in the throughout it, I kept moving kind of up the corporate ladder. I like to say that I clawed and scratched my way all the way to the middle, right? And and you know, kept having a good career, and that paycheck is addictive, right? That's what they say, right?
Yep.
I've had a wonderful time, wonderful career. And I got into real estate. I was always interested in real estate investing, but I had no idea that, you know, it takes a lot of time, right? To find houses, to find whatever, and go through, find loans and all that stuff. It takes a lot of time, and it's really tough to do when you have a full-time job. I had no idea that you could invest in real estate passively and, you know, realize the benefits of investing in real estate, but not have to do the work. And that's what got me into doing what I'm doing.
So take us through that first property that you bought, not the passive one, but one of the first active ones that you bought after you got stranded in New York.
Well, I landed here and I rented a little studio, you know, it was expensive. And I did always know that rent was you had to live somewhere. And I was taught growing up that the first thing that you do is try to stop paying rent and start, you know, building equity. And at that point, New York was in a depression in the early 90s, and a normal person like myself was able to scrimp and save, and I bought a Manhattan apartment at 9th Street and Broadway with a doorman and all of that for $120,000.
Wow.
I know. So that was probably my best. Well, the Brooklyn things turned out okay too, but that's, you know, I didn't sell that till my daughter was already on the planet with us, right? And you know, it was only because I couldn't rent it. That's the only reason I sold it. It was a co-op, as most things in Manhattan are. So
you couldn't rent it because of the restrictions on that.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. So, you know, it was a great thing for my friends and family who came to visit, right? But
sure.
We live four stops into Brooklyn. It's a hopping place now. And, you know, I used to say we live one block away from a really great neighborhood. And so, you know, I use the same kind of philosophy that I do with rental properties, right? You know, you buy the cheapest house in the neighborhood, but now it's really hopping. We've done very well with it. And we send our daughter to private school with it. That's basically it, right? And but I was going along in advertising and marketing, and I am on the board of I went to school at Texas Tech, guns up. And I'm on the School of Communications Advisory Board down there, and I met a guy on that board probably 15 years ago now. And his name is, you may have heard of him. His name's Joe Fairless. And we became friends and had a lot in common and on and on. And he ended up quitting his job and buying an apartment complex. And I was one of his first investors, if not the first one. So maybe the second or third, but I invested in his first deal. And through that investment, I began to learn about multifamily real estate and how it's really safer. You know, if you do it right, it's just a fantastic way to get cash flow and passive income and realize all of the tax benefits of buying real estate on your own, but very lots less risk and lots less work, like no work. So I'm a believer in this. I've told all of my friends and family, and I began working with Joe, you know, raising funds and looking for deals. And so one thing has led to another. I've invested in every single deal that my investors participate in. And I believe it's changed my life, and it's changed several of my investors' lives as well. So I think everybody should know about this in the country, you know.
And Joe, by the way, is episode number 52 for those of you who've maybe heard of him and want to hear his story. So Holly, can you, like, what's so special? Everybody wants to, you want people to know about this. Kind of tell me a little bit more about what you like about passive multifamily investing.
That's a great question. And the biggest thing about it is, you know, I was taught, it wasn't wrong necessarily, it was just the era, right? And I was taught to get a job, put as much money as you can in 401k, invest in stocks, mutual funds, all of those things. And I started making a little money. And I was fortunate enough to be a fairly early employee at AOL and some of the internet stuff. And you know, I started one day, I got a tax bill for $65,000 in capital gains. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, I didn't take $65,000 worth of money out of my account, right? I didn't take any money. I didn't make any money, but I have to pay capital gains tax on this money. And that's when I started paying attention to the fees that we're paying and how much money Wall Street is making. And none of it's illegal. There are very good financial advisors out there, all of that. I don't want to slam them, but I do believe that, you know, everybody's got to get paid. And what I love about what we're doing and what I participate in is that everyone participates. We actually are, it's very simple. Instead of a REIT that where the fund manager makes more money than anybody else, instead of investing in some, debt, you know, there's debt investing where you can loan people money through various sources and they go and they do whatever. And you can make 10-12%. But with what we're doing is you're actually getting together with a lot of people and buying an apartment complex and you actually own it. And you actually are a passive partner in it. And along with that, what happens is that you are able most of the time to talk to your particular situation. But for me, it's been amazing. At the end of the year, most of the time I get a paper loss, making really good interest. So making really good distributions because it's all on the income of the asset, right? So I just want to shout this from the rooftops. People think that, you know, it's so scary and dangerous and all of that. And I think it's just lack of education in this country that these kinds of things are available. The other thing that happens is, you know, there's a club, right, of the people that make the laws and those sorts of things, and they make the laws to benefit them, of course, and That's no secret. And there's this thing that called an accredited investor that is a stumbling block for many people, because you have to be an accredited investor to participate in these offerings, these private offerings. And so that is unfortunate that not everybody can participate in these things, but being an accredited investor is not that hard. There are many, I was an accredited investor for years and years and years and didn't know what that was. And so you really have to, you know, make $300,000 as a family or $200,000 yourself, or have $1 million in net worth outside of your primary residence. And so, you know, it's not like the 0.00% that you have to be. And I didn't know that.
Yep. Yeah. Some things, you know, on the debt financing, I actually had, you know, one of my, investors or potential investors I sent an opportunity to, and she said, I talked to her after, and she said, well, I'm making really good money, and I'm lending some hard money out, and I'm making, you know, 12%. And my thought is, well, that's fine, you're making 12%, that's good, there's nothing to, you know,
right,
you know. But the problem with that 12% is you're paying short-term capital gain tax on, so it's ordinary income, and you're not able to take any depreciation.
Correct.
With, you know, the offering that I was offering. Now, there's, again, that...
Everyone's different, all
yep,
of that.
Yep, you know. Yep. And she's getting that... The good thing is she's getting that 12%. The offering that I'm offering isn't necessarily, it's an equity deal, right? So you might not get that 12%. You might get less. You could get more, but you could also get less. But the one benefit with the what you're talking about, what you're investing in, among others, but the benefits are, it's, you get to take the depreciation, and you also have long-term capital gains, and difficult, but potential to do an exchange into another property.
That's correct. And you can't do that now. It's
right.
All, you know, what I love about this too is that, you know, I've immersed myself in the last 5 years with learning all I can about different types of real estate investments. And there are a lot of things that you can do. And I do hard money lending as well. I do it inside of my IRA though.
Mm.
And it's really great because inside of an IRA, and there's a way that you can take control of your IRA. And so there are ways to do. And I, you know, I made my first investment in Joe's first deal in Cincinnati, through an IRA, right?
True.
Because that's where a lot of us have a large part of our wealth stashed, and we're paying lots of fees. That IRA that you've rolled over from your last job or whatever, you don't know it, because if you've ever read terms and conditions, pick a mutual fund and try to get it. First of all, most of them have summary terms and conditions on their website. And if you ask them, they'll give you the whole terms and conditions. And typically they're about an inch thick, and it will scare you to no end investing in a mutual fund. So that's, it's scary.
Yeah. Now,
that said, I'm in some.
Yeah.
Right? I'm in some. I'm still in some. One of my problems is that you can't get out without paying a lot of taxes. I mean, there's a lot involved with this that we could talk about for a long time. But none of this is bad. I've made money in the stock market. All of those things. It just occurred to me one day when I started learning about this that most of my net worth, most of everything that I had worked for my entire life, was in something that I really didn't totally understand, right? Trump tweets, it goes up. He tweets again, it goes down. company will have a great earnings statement in it, and the stock caves. I just really can't learn all about all these industries the way that you need to really know about industries before you invest in them. And so, you know, I know about real estate. I've lived in apartment complexes. I've invested in a number of these things, and I have my friends and family invested in them. And I know you can touch it, you can see it, you can feel it. I understand how it works, and it's not that complicated. The stock market is incredibly complicated, and they've made it so. And you know, so I don't understand it. And the surprise thing is that most financial advisors will willingly tell you that they don't understand it either, which is frightening too.
Yeah, and then they'll tell you not to invest in real estate too.
That's exactly right. They'll tell you that this is so dangerous and everything, yeah, because they're getting paid. I mean, I get it, right? You work for a company. If you work for a company, they want you to sell their stuff.
Yep, yep.
And that's what they're doing. And I know I can't blame them. I mean, I get it, right? And it's not that you're not making money. It's just that we've been conditioned to think that this 6 or 7% paying capital gain taxes is good. Yeah. And it's not.
Yeah.
It's actually terrible. So there you go.
I like the passion. I like the passion.
Well, I am passionate about
it. Definitely. I can tell.
If I knew then what I know now, and I really feel that I have no regrets, right? If I can help someone discover this and save some money and keep more, that's why my website is keepmore.com, and that's what it's about, is keeping more of what you earn and having control over your money, and understanding what you're investing in. So I love helping people do that.
I think you made a really important kind of statement a while back where you talk about, you know, multifamily, you've lived in an apartment, you know this, and that's why you like it. And one of the things I took from that is, when you're talking about the stock market and how you just can't learn about everything, it's all about niche, right? You niched down, you picked multifamily. You could have picked something other than multifamily and done really well in it as an investor. But you picked one thing and now you're learning a lot and you've learned a lot about it. And you focused on that one niche. And it's to me, that's so important, is to have that niche. And that could be multifamily, it could be retail, it could be even a business aspect, but you need to, you know, have that one niche. Like you said, in the stock market, most people, all they invest in the stock market, they're not investing in an industry or in a sector or in a type of company. They're investing in like the whole gamut. And how do you learn about the whole, you know, all industries? You just can't.
You really can't. And, you know, some of the analysts, that's what they do at these big companies. They go and they analyze. But at the end of the day, they're smart people, but they'll tell you that they don't know.
Yeah.
And so at least with, you know, I understand single family homes because I did that, right? And I understand now multifamily, you know, and I'm learning about other things. I know a little bit about some other things, and I've got, you know, what's great about this business is that you can learn a lot, and depending on your situation, you know, you need to be in all of it. And I'm in the stock market as well, but I feel like to me, for cash flow in my retirement, that this is the safest and best investment for my situation that I can do, yeah, for cash flow. Some people, I was reading an article by an insurance company, and they said that you should when you got in your 50s or whatever, like I am, if you got, when you're thinking about retiring, that what you should do is take a good chunk of your money and buy an annuity at 4%. And I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, you know, and life insurance, right? Whole life where you, it's just, you know, and not that those things are bad, and I have a whole life policy, right? But it's just that what I know now is, and so I want to share it with everybody. Yeah. I want to share it with the world because I think we're getting ripped off as normal working Americans.
Yeah, I agree. I don't read any of those like advice things anymore because like it just bothers me. You know, you want to like write back to the author and be like, you're what are you doing giving this terrible advice to people? But
well, you know, I'm all for people making money, but right. some of this stuff is sick money. It's really like, it's what I love about what we're doing is, you know, my philosophy is that hogs get slaughtered. I didn't invent that, right? But pigs get fat and hogs get slaughtered. And you know, I think that sharing, there's plenty to go around. There is plenty to go around. And real estate from the beginning of time has been a measure of wealth. In the medieval time, you know, it was the king because he owned land, you know, and that's from the beginning of time. And so it's, if you're talking about investments, you're talking about 2008, the big crash and all that stuff, you know, rent still basically did not go down. They hardly went down. So if you can get something that's cash flowing and you buy for cash flow and not appreciation, and you are conservative in your underwriting, to me, it's just much safer than the stock market.
Yep, I agree.
I mean, look at General Electric. I mean, who knew? It's $12 a share now. I still don't know why.
Right. Funny. So, you know, I if I'm listening to you right now and I like what you're saying, how, you know, what would be my next step? Let's say you didn't know this Joe, and you heard a podcast or you've been thinking about this passive real estate. I want to do something like that. What would be like starting from scratch, kind of your steps in how do I learn about it and find out who or how to invest in it?
Well, you can pick up the phone and you can call me, right? At 917-975-0143, and I will be happy to talk to you. You can go to my website and download some resources.
And that's keepmore.com, right?
Keepmore.com, that's okay. Correct. And you can continue listening to podcasts like yours. You can probably call you and you'll help them as well. And there's a group of, you know, I've learned a lot, and there are lots of people working in this area that I've grown to know and looked at how they do business and what they're doing, and they are good people and smart people. And many of them have used a lot of the same resources, and we help each other. So there are ways that you can get into this and learn about it. The best way is to make an investment in it, just frankly. And you want to, and I have on my website a little booklet on, you know, how to evaluate multifamily investments. You could go to keepmore.com and download it. And you know, it tells you really the things that you need to look for. But at the end of the day, I think that you got to look at people that have done this for a while, that have had success, and that, you know, are giving you a piece of the pie. you know, hopefully it's the biggest piece of the pie that the limited partners get. And if that's, if anybody guarantees you anything, or if anybody, you know, tries to take a bigger piece of the pie than you, then run the other way.
Yeah.
Run the other way. In our deals, the limited partners, you know, get more than 70%, right?
Yep.
At the end of the day. And they get paid before anybody else.
Yep. Yeah, if you, I think that's important too. If you're not getting paid first, or if you're getting guarantees, that's something to be, well, probably just running away from.
Yeah, because it's whatever it is, it's probably pretty risky, you know, and there, you can make money. I mean, there are lots of ways to do this. I mean, I have a friend that does flips. I know nothing. I mean, seriously, I learned how to use a drill recently, which is a frightening thought in and of itself, but you know, I've never done that. I get it. You know, and I've been passively investing in flips with somebody else doing it, right? Through my IRA, loaning money for them to do a flip. Because they know that business, I don't. There are ways that you can buy a piece of land and build a big condo building on it and make tons of money. I don't know anything about that either, right? But I do know about apartment complexes and in mid-sized markets and in large markets, but markets in the places like Dallas, places like Atlanta, that are you know, 100 to 300, you know, units. I know about them, and I know how to evaluate a good one, and I've learned that through doing it. And through talking to people like yourself, right? You freely share, Todd, you freely share what you know. And I know that. And I think that that's what you've, if there's no transparency, if you don't see transparency, then run the other way.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Because if you don't see transparency prior to investing, what's going to happen when you do invest and something starts to go wrong? I mean, I think most properties don't go exactly 110% as planned. Things do happen. And if, if nobody's communicating, well, it's just not a good situation to be in. So
if you've done it right and you've been conservative and you didn't shortchange anything. I mean, so we had a property in Houston that had a hurricane and two fires, or you know, it was two hurricanes and a fire. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was, we were, if anything, we were overinsured. We had the capital to ride out. We suspended payments for a couple of quarters, but then we made it up later. And now it's great because there's a housing shortage in Houston and you know, everything's brand new. It really worked out great. But you really have to have that flexibility, and you have to be on the team, right?
Yep. Hey, I want to interrupt this episode real quick to talk to you about Nate Armstrong, our sponsor. Nate Armstrong, he's with homeinvest.com, and you want to get to know Nate. So go to homeinvest.com and just connect with Nate. Talk to him. Learn about his operation, what he's got going on. He's a turnkey provider, and it may not be right for you, but it could be the perfect fit. So it doesn't hurt. It's a free call, free consultation, just to figure out, you know, what they do, what they have to offer. And worst case is you're going to meet a great person who's really well educated in real estate. He's done a ton of different real estate strategies, and probably he's going to teach you a little bit, even on a short conversation with him. So go to homeinvest.com and connect with Nate's company. You're definitely not going to be disappointed. It's worth it. So thanks, and we'll get back to our show. What's the biggest mistake, and how did you learn from that?
The biggest mistake that, well, it is what it is, right? The biggest mistake I think that I've made financially is not in real estate. Honestly, I've not made a mistake in real estate. you know, I've in the long haul. I think putting my, not paying attention, not learning about the stock market really early enough. And I had a lot of money in mutual funds and that sort of thing. And, you know, it's not like I didn't make money. It's not like I mean, I'm sitting here in my house in Woodstock, you know, our home there, we have a place in Brooklyn. I mean, you know, so I have a very nice life. My parents, if I had figured this out earlier, I could have really helped my parents because they didn't know this. And, you know, they had everything in the stock market and these bonds that the financial advisor told them to do, that it was supposed to be safe and all this stuff. And then 2008 happened and the government makes you take money out of that 401k. They make you, they want you to die broke, right? And they make you take money out. And if you are on the side of I'm retired and I've got to take money out, and you have to take money out at the bottom of the market, you're in trouble. And they were in trouble. And it worked out okay but it barely worked out okay. And I could have really helped them a lot.
Yeah.
So that's another reason I do this.
Yeah. And that's going to be the case with a lot of people coming up. I mean, we're going to be having another recession, whether it's this year or next year or 5 years from now, we're going to be having a recession. And there's a lot, I mean, we're right in the baby boomer era right now.
I'm telling you, and we're the first.
A lot of people.
I'm telling you, and you've got to pay, you know, not only do you have to take it out, the 401k, you have to pay, you don't pay capital gains taxes. Mm-hmm. It's taxed as regular income.
Yep.
So there are all kinds of things that we could talk for a long time about, but I've certainly maxed out in my 401k and it hasn't been a bad thing, right? But there are other things that need to be, you know, diversification and in different asset class. You know, this is, if you do this right and you underwrite for cash flow, and it's making money, and you don't have a loan where you have to get out. The whole idea is to not have to get out when things go down. Yeah. And multifamily apartments are, everybody has to have a place to live. And we focus on Class B properties, which means working Americans, right? So it's not the luxury new construction and that sort of thing that you see. It's people that, or manager at the McDonald's, you know, lots of people that are like working, right? And you know, when things get tough, people lose their homes. That's what happened in 2008. People lost their homes. They've maybe rented, they're renting more apartment than they can really afford. So they downsize, and they downsize to Class B apartments. So they held up quite well. And so I think that history always repeats itself, always, always. And so we don't know when it is, and so you never know. And so I think that you have to invest for cash flow and be able to structure things to where you're not forced to get out if things go bad in the marketplace, things that you can't control.
Yep. What's a favorite book that you've recently read?
How about recently reread? Well, actually, I'm reading. So my favorite book of all times, and I tell this to everybody, is a book called New York by Edward Rutherford. And I say history repeats itself. It always repeats itself. And what it is historical fiction. And it traces the lives of four families through the time when the Indians inhabited Manhattan to the World Trade Center bombing. And it goes through all of the history of these families and their trials and tribulations throughout you know, all of the history of this country, and it's fascinating. And it tells you about the Astors and the Rockefellers and how they did what they did, and it's incredible stuff. I'm reading right now Never Split the Difference by Chris Voss, and it's a negotiation book, and this guy was a FBI negotiator, and it's quite fascinating as well.
I listened to that one on Audible about 3 or 4 times. I love that one.
Yeah, it's you really begin to understand some of the things that smart people do.
Yeah.
How to really make it a win-win, and it's a good book.
I would suggest also listening to Audible. He reads it himself, and it's very entertaining. So, what are your 3 pillars of wealth creation?
I think so. The pillars meaning different types of investments?
No. Well, it could be. I don't care.
Yeah, it could be. Right.
You take that for however you want. It could be, you know, your philosophies. It could be however you want. So.
Right. Well, make sure, first of all, I think that you have to make sure that you're working with upstanding people. And that's mm-hmm. pretty easy to find out through a track record, right? The second thing is.
That's pretty easy to ignore as well.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct it. Don't let emotions, you know, stick with the facts, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so there are facts that you can point to with people, you know, and so don't ignore that. Trust your, this is sort of, at the end of the day, after you've analyzed the facts, trust yourself. Trust that you are once you're open to the facts, trust how you're feeling about it, because you're probably right. And there's nothing worse than staying up all night worrying about something, right?
It's like when you circle C on the multiple choice and then you go back and you erase it and circle A, and then C ended up being the right answer. Right? Put the first answer down and just go with it. Trust yourself.
Stick with the winners. And by that, I mean, stick with what, look at people that are successful,
mm-hmm.
and learn what they're doing and do it. I tell people that I've not had an original thought in my life, right? You know, and that's the truth. And very few people have.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a couple, but just a couple, right? So I think that, again, history repeats itself. We can learn about it. So I would say go with your gut after you study the facts, and stick with the winners, stick with the people that have what you want, and do what they do.
Awesome. Great. You've already kind of given that to us, but I want to just one more time. How do people get in touch with you? What are the best ways?
Best way is to go to my website. You can send me an email at holly@mqventures, but my website is keepmore.com. On there is all my contact information, email, phone number, all of those things. So happy to help and point you in the right direction if I can help you.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, Holly, I appreciate you joining us on the show today, taking time out of your day, and lots of value here for my listeners. So I appreciate all that.
Well, I appreciate you having me. This was fun, and hope everybody has a fantastic day.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Holly.
All right. Thank you so much.
Hey, special thanks to Holly Williams for coming on the show. I appreciate her spending time out of her day and giving us a ton of value. Go on to our website, keepmore.com. It's tons of value on there. So keepmore.com and check out what, you know, kind of some stuff that Holly has on there. Lots of great stuff. What did I take from this? Well, lots of things. But first of all, work with upstanding people, work with good people who you know and who you can trust. Don't just go with anybody, especially when you're investing in a company, in apartments, whatever it is. If you're investing in anything and you're going into business with people, it doesn't matter. You've got to trust them. You have to know who you're dealing with. And don't just look for the best return necessarily. Somebody could be offering a 10% return versus another person 20% return, and you may be better off going with that 10% return person, especially if you can trust them versus that 20% person. So work with upstanding people. Next is trust yourself and, you know, understand what, you know, what you've researched and what you've kind of figured out. You know, go with that versus, you know, allowing either somebody else to convince you otherwise or going against your gut. Last thing is stick with winners. You know, stick with people who have really had success, who have done a lot of good things, and learn what they're doing. Learn and grow with them. So I think, you know, definitely value there. So appreciate again, Holly, being on the show. Lots of great information. Go on to her website or reach out to her through email, and that'll be in our show notes as well. I am Todd Dexheimer signing off. Hey, by the way, before we go on to iTunes. I'd love to have you on iTunes. Just go on there and give us a rating review. If you haven't done so already, give us a rating review. We'd love, of course, a 5-star rating review. But go on there and do that. And then come into our Facebook page, Pillars of Wealth Creation, through Facebook. And come on there and give us, you know, like us on Facebook, connect with us, talk to us. Let us know what you think of the podcast and let us know what you'd like to talk about. Maybe who you want on the show. So reach out to us. Definitely don't hesitate to. And we have our website up, venturedproperties.com or pillarsofwealthcreation.com. We've got a ton of great information on there as well. And I try to make sure we're updating it. Sometimes I'm not so good at that. So, but we're trying there. I am Todd Dexheimer signing off. Make every day a Saturday.
Are you ready to start investing in real estate today but don't know where to start? Sometimes investing can seem way too complicated, but it actually couldn't be any easier than with homeinvest.com. You know the co-founder and my friend Nate Armstrong. He appeared on episode 20, and if you haven't heard it, go back and listen to it, episode number 20. Home Invest is a company that allows you to invest in turnkey real estate. Their goal is to build powerful investment tools that make real estate investing accessible to everyone. They have contractors and property managers available for you with the click of your mouse. While other real estate agents can only offer a property, Home Invest brings you a full turnkey package that allows you to diversify your investments, earn passive income, and start building equity in properties. Their simple, intuitive design allows newcomers and experienced investors alike to hit the ground running and to be able to choose the properties when they want and where they want. View easy-to-understand charts and data to allow you to buy in only a few clicks or just a simple phone call. With Home Invest, you'll be building your portfolio as quickly or as slowly as you would like. And right now, Home Invest is giving our listeners, Pillar of Wealth Creation listeners, a free course on how to finally win in real estate investing. So go to homeinvest.com/pillars. That's homeinvest.com/pillars. To claim your free course today.